you know, we've talked about cliches in movies in the past, and some of the ones that drive us crazy or annoy us. One of my favorite sort of movie cliche things involves whenever characters actually say the name of the movie. That always cracks me up, and I applaud usually when it happens. Like I might. So it's just one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite things. It's just like, oh, they said the title of the movie. That's good job. Now we know the name of the movie is earned. It's just one of my favorite things. So, do we know who put this together? From Roman Holiday?
That's his handle.
This guy, a handle online. His name is Roman Holiday. He's a cinephile who put together a supercut video of 150 memorable title drops from film history. So this guy did a supercut of 150 moments in movies all over the place where the title of the movie is actually said. It says, love them or hate them, title drops, that moment in a film when the title is announced in dialogue, are an enduring trope in popular cinema. In some cases, a title drop can act as inciting an incident for the rest of the film. Other times, it can arrive in passing and string together a series of seemingly disjointed vignettes. And there are plenty of examples of that. But this guy, Roman Holiday, put it together. We're going to give it a listen. What is this? This is like 5 minutes long, right?
Yep.
Okay, and it's 150 title drops. So people in the movie saying the actual title of the movie, and this guy strung 150 of them together. So listen closely. We'll try to remember some of the names. I may take some notes during this. And then after we talk about listen to the supercut thing with the 150 title drops, we're going to talk about movie cliches in general as well. So should we give this a listen, Dan?
So that's it. What, we some kind of Suicide Squad?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
50-50.
Angels in the outfield.
From dusk till dawn.
Bend it like Beckham.
Earth girls are easy. Peggy Sue got married.
Big. Double jeopardy.
Double indemnity.
Bride of Frankenstein.
The third man.
Witness for the prosecution.
The streetcar named Desire.
Ace in the hole.
On the waterfront.
Some like it hot.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Somebody up there likes me.
The man who shot Liberty Valance.
Vertigo.
Rear window.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
Me. And you. And everyone we know.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
The right stuff.
Tough guys don't dance.
Point Break.
Vanilla Sky.
Full Metal Jacket.
Who went up a hill but came down a mountain?
Clear and present danger.
A bridge too far.
I love you, man.
I love you, Beth Cooper.
I love you, Philip Morris.
Make my kid free.
Wild at heart.
Fried green tomatoes.
Guardians of the galaxy.
Death proof.
This is spinal tap.
The kingdom of heaven.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Any given Sunday.
Are we there yet?
Dude, where's my car?
I know who killed me.
Demolition Man.
Total Recall.
Tell him Willie Boy is here!
We bought a zoo!
Stop! Or my mom will shoot!
First blood.
Do the right thing.
Free Willie.
Lay a cake.
Snatch.
The Italian job.
Playing the game.
Beat the weapon. The Big Lebowski.
Face.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Home Alone.
Evil under the sun.
A perfect world above the law.
You only live twice.
For your eyes only.
Review. To a kill.
The living daylights.
License to kill.
The world is not enough.
Die another day.
Our idiot brother.
Clueless. The hard way.
She's all that.
Failure to launch.
Chinatown.
As good as it gets.
Premium Rush.
Back to the Future.
The Godfather.
The Exorcist.
The Curse of the Mummy's Tomb.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia.
The man who shook the hand of Vicente Fernandez.
The eagle has landed.
Law-abiding citizen.
Salmon fishing in Yemen.
Deep blue sea.
Inherent vice.
Sound of my voice.
I hope they serve beer now.
Hobo with a shotgun.
That was hell. This is hell.
They shoot horses, don't they?
My son, what have you done?
Truly, madly, deeply.
Paper towels?
Taxi driver.
The Raging Bull!
The Wolf of Wall Street!
All that jazz.
Definitely. Maybe.
Trouble with the curve.
Maximum overdrive.
Vertical limit.
Sudden death.
Con Air.
Rush hour.
Training day.
Cashback.
Unthinkable.
Superman returns.
Eye in the sky.
Saving Private Ryan.
A million ways to die in the West.
Hell or high water.
They came together.
Sleeping with other people.
Let's be calm.
Just go with it.
Around the world in 80 days.
Around the world in 80 days.
True grit.
True grit.
Assassin's Creed.
What women want. A room with a view.
Mulai. Rogue One.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
The Imitation Game.
The Departed.
Spies Like Us.
City Slickers.
White men can't jump.
The Squid and the Whale.
Chasing Amy.
Big Too Gray.
Gone, baby. Gone.
Good night and good luck.
American History X.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Rollins.
Wow. Wow, I just lost track after like a minute. That's pretty great. It's a dude named Roman Holiday put that together. I can't believe they included Tough Guys Don't Dance, which is a movie that about seven people. We actually included a lot of obscure movies in there. But like Tough Guys Don't Dance?
I was wondering about that because that's a Gene Turner. What's his name?
Lawrence Tierney.
Lawrence Tierney, yeah. What's that about?
Tough Guys Don't Dance?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's an absolutely insane movie. Ryan O'Neal is the star. He made that the year after Fever Pitch, I might add. Ryan O'Neal is the star. Isabella Rossellini is in it. Wings Hauser is in it. Norman Mailer wrote and directed it based on his book. It's an insane movie. Completely insane. I love it. It's one of my favorites. But, you know, six people saw it. My friends and I saw it multiple times in the theater because it's just so crazy. A lot of people hate it. I actually think it's a legitimately great movie. But it's very, very weird. It's very, very out there. It was the same year that Isabella Rossellini was in Blue Velvet, she was in that. And it's like, it was just like Isabella Rossellini is the queen of weirdo cinema. But yeah, it's the only movie that Norman Mailer ever directed, if I'm not mistaken. He did direct another movie. But it's completely crazy, and no one knows the movie. I mean, I don't even think it's out on Blu-ray or anything. I mean, I know it's never gotten a great release because it came and it bombed. It completely bombed. And I remember Roy thought I was insane because I included it on my top 10 list the year it came out. So, you put that all in those in there. Boy, that's crazy. They put Point Break was in there.
Are they referencing when they say Point Break?
It's when he's asking about the beaches that they're investigating, or the beach that they think that the bank robbers are at. Keanu Reeves says, "Great Point Break," and it's a Point Break is the is like the waves.
Oh, okay.
It's a reference. It's a surfing reference, but he does say it. But yeah, that's pretty great.
I heard a reference from one of my favorite Jack Ryan movies, Clear Present Danger.
Clear and Present Danger.
I love that movie.
In there too. So, I love that you heard "Dude, Where's My Car?" They say "Dude, Where's My Car?" in that movie like 900 times. Don't they say "Dude, Where's My Car?"
Like four times back to back, which is the comedic pause is pretty good actually.
"Dude, Where's My Car?" "Dude, Where's My Car?" And I just remember, the only thing I remember about that movie, first of all, I remember actually liking "Dude, Where's My Car?" I thought it was funny. Isn't there a scene where like they have a tattoo, they each have a tattoo on their back?
Right, one of them has a tattooed "Dude" and the other one has a tattooed "Awesome," and so they do the
hoops. No, it's "Sweet."
"Sweet," that's it.
Yeah, "Dude" and "Sweet." "Sweet," what does it say? "Dude." No, what does it say? "Sweet." "Dude." It was such a stupid movie. Oh, man. Yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird was in there. Did you hear that? in it. I like that they included like every Bond movie is in there. That was amazing to me. I was like, what? Somebody actually says, what was the one, to Die Another Day? Somebody actually says Die Another Day in that movie? The world is not enough? This is ridiculous. All right. That's one of my favorites. Is that thing available? Can you just get it on the YouTubes?
It's on Vimeo. We have a link on our Facebook.
Oh, we have a link. Okay. If you want to actually see the footage and see, you know, because we heard all the audio of the titles being rattled off. But if you want to see how it was edited together and all the little scenes put together on video, we have it on our Facebook page. So check it out at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the movie cliches. You know, another movie cliches, just like saying a character saying the title of the movie. There are tons more of the big time movie cliches that some of them maybe drive you nuts, some of them you love. Let's hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. How are you doing? It's Friday. Coming up, we've got You Big Dummy, where we read all the dumb news stories of the week straight out of context, and Nick D Show Spies all coming up, leading right into the Funky Friday that is Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. And we're talking about movie cliches. What movie cliches stand out for you? What are some of your favorites or some that drive you nuts? And you know, and that are used over and over and over again in movies. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And we just played that mega mix of 150 characters saying the titles of 150 movies within the movie, which was cool. Here's the thing. Some of the movie cliches, and I mentioned this before, Esmeralda, we talked about this in the past when we talk about movie cliches. The one that I always notice in movies and TV, someone coming back from the grocery store always has a French loaf of bread sticking out of the bag, out of the top of the bag, and a bunch of celery, and sometimes some eggs. Those are the items that are always sticking out of the top of a grocery bag when someone comes back from the store.
Those are the basics.
Yeah.
So you can make a celery sandwich.
I have to go out, honey, and get some French bread, some celery, and a dozen eggs. That's what we need right now. And it's like whoever the prop masters are on these movies, it's like, all right, go get the generic bag of groceries. So we need the French loaf of bread, loaf of French bread. We need the celery stalks and the eggs. That's what we need sticking out of the top of the bag. Somebody, you know what this guy should do? The guy who put that together, he should put together a video of just people walking with their groceries and seeing how many loaves of French bread are sticking out of the top of the bag. Last time you went grocery shopping, Esmeralda, did you buy a loaf of French bread?
Yes, actually.
Oh, did you really? Did you really? Did you buy celery?
I think so.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I, because for a lot of the recipes, I mean, celery is part of the whole onions, garlic.
Yeah, the mirequois, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
How amazing would it be if somebody played a practical joke on someone and had enough people get together to where the butt of the joke is sitting there looking around and everybody in line around him has celery, French bread, and a thing of milk.
Right, and just and eggs.
No, 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 no.
Just because they look, it's just those look the best sticking out of the bag. You can fill up the bottom of the bag. If you're a prop master, you can fill up the bottom of the bag with, you know, with paper, you know, like crunched up paper to fill it up, and then put those things on top so it sticks out of the top so it looks like you have a nice full basket.
Although, how do you do the eggs?
The eggs, you just put them up sideways and lean them up next to the celery.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Usually put them horizontally.
Usually put them horizontally on top, right.
Yeah, because I'm scared they're going to just bust open tumble out.
That's that one. And the other one that makes me crazy, and I've mentioned this a bunch of times on the air, is when someone in a TV show or a movie walks into a bar and says, I'll have a beer, and he has served one.
That is annoying.
That makes me absolutely nuts. Makes me absolutely nuts. Esmeralda, did you ever walk into a bar and go, I'll have a beer, and they served you one?
No.
No, it doesn't happen.
I've had that happen to me, like, when I was bartending. I'd be like, are you kidding me right now?
Somebody just said, give me a beer?
They're like, I'd like a beer. And I'm like, yeah, no, we got a lot of beers, man. You got to be more specific.
No, you do at that point? you give him the most expensive beer on the...
That would have been nice.
Give him the most badass imported beer that you have that's like $8. You know, that's what you... Okay, here's your beer. That'll be $23.50. No, that makes me nuts. The beer thing makes me nuts. I've mentioned it before. And I've also mentioned this. Stanley Kubrick even did it. Was even guilty of it. And Stanley Kubrick is one of the most, you know, his symmetry. He's the most one of the most anal filmmakers of all time about detail. Everything has to be in its right place. Everything is done. And he has Tom Cruise walk into a piano bar and Eyes Wide Shut and go, "I'll have a beer," and they bring him a beer. I was like, Stanley. Come on, man, you're Kubrick. You can't do that. all right, movie cliches. Esmeralda, do you have any that make you nuts?
Because
there's a ton of them.
Yeah, no, there is a ton.
Yeah.
I guess the big one that always sticks out is hot girl that is supposedly ugly.
Oh, glasses.
I'm like, come on.
Because her hair is really? Back. Her hair is back and she has glasses on. That makes her ugly.
Yeah. They're like, ugh, disgusting. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, whatever.
She takes her hair down and takes her glasses off and it's like, oh my God, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, they give them a makeover and it's like, oh, you put lipstick on her. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. That was the one thing. There are a couple of things about Breakfast Club that make me a little bit crazy. I love that movie. I think it's by far the best John Hughes movie. But I don't like the fact that Ally Sheedy is accepted as beautiful at the end because she gets makeup put on her by Molly Ringwald.
And she's not.
She's adorable.
In any way. No. And how they're like, oh, you're so weird just because you're weird.
She's
really good looking.
She's incredibly cute throughout the entire film until they put the makeup on her. And then I'm like, no, don't do that. That makes me crazy. And then that ridiculous scene where they're all dancing and Emilio Estevez screams in the library and the window shatters. Remember, he goes into their party and he goes, ah, and the window shatters. I'm like, what is that? And why didn't Paul Gleason come in? I heard a ruckus. He came in for the ruckus, but they're shattering glass, and Paul Gleason doesn't come in for that? Well, he could have been downstairs in the basement sneaking through the files at that point when Carl catches him. Maybe that's when that happens. I don't know. I've only seen that movie 7,000 times. All right, we're talking about movie cliches. Here's a good one. Cars are never locked, and they contain the keys if you need to start them. That's true. Like you get any number of movies, and the keys are usually above the visor.
Right? Who does that?
Nobody does.
Weirdo leaves their keys or an extra set
on the sun visor. I don't know.
And then they leave the door open.
Exactly. Same guy who just ordered a beer and got one. That's who does that. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more movie cliches right after this on 720 WGN. Yeah, man. How you doing, everybody? Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday, so that means a little bit later on, Fly Jams Friday shall commence. Get your requests in at 312-981-7200. We got You Big Dummy coming up in a few minutes. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies to kick off your weekend here on WGN. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and your Fly Jam requests. We got some texts that are coming in because we're talking about movie cliches. 630 area code says, when you have a bad dream, you have to sit straight up in bed. Oh, that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites is the, when you sit straight up in bed and you're all sweaty. That's one. Just straight up in bed. Oh! You don't do that in real life. Esmeralda, have you ever woken up from a nightmare, sat straight up in bed and gone, oh!
Always.
That is truly one of my favorites. I've woken up from a dream or from a nightmare and made a sound. You know what I mean? Because like I've done the, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't sit straight up in bed covered in sweat, waking up the neighbors. That's a great one, Dan. What do you think? What are some of your favorite? You have a cliche favorite?
So it's one I love, and I will never ever have a six pack. But if I did, in my head,
And I wasn't married.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about your abdomen.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was like,
oh, yeah, no. But that scene when the two characters don't like each other, but then are starting to fall for each other, and somehow the guy ends up shirtless and the girl gives him the look up and down, and he's always got a six pack. In my head, if I ever had a six pack, that's what would happen to me every day.
What's the line that that Emma Stone has when Ryan Gosling takes his shirt off in it's like you're photoshopped?
Yeah, exactly.
That's in Crazy Stupid Love, not in La La Land or Gangster Squad, if you're thinking of the times that they've starred together in movies. But yeah, Esmeralda, you haven't seen Crazy Stupid Love, have you?
No, I haven't.
It's so good. You really should see it. Here's what's really funny. Oh, I can't give it away because Esmeralda hasn't seen it. But anyway, Steve Carell is in the movie with them, Crazy Stupid Love, and he's now in the movie Battle of the Sexes. He's playing Bobby Riggs, and Emma Stone is playing Billie Jean King. That movie is going to rule. That movie is going to rule. And you guys weren't around when that happened. So 1973 or 74, I want to say. 73, I think. And it was, do you guys know what the story was? Bobby Riggs challenged, he was this idiot tennis player who was more of a showman than really a tennis player, who challenged Billie Jean King to a Battle of the Sexes tennis match. And it became this monster. It was like the ratings were through the roof. Everybody was talking about it. It was promoted like crazy. Billie Jean King didn't want to do it at first. Then she was talked into it. And then, of course, she ends up beating him. And it was just the big, all the women were, because it was right when the women's libs thing was really, really huge. And it was a major step forward in that movement. And Billie Jean King became, she didn't want to, but she became this icon in the world of women's lib because of it. And they already made a movie out of it. It was a TV movie called, I can't remember what the hell it was called. It wasn't called Battle of the Sexes. It was called something. I think it was called Billy versus Bobby, or Billy and Bobby. And Holly Hunter played Billie Jean King, and Ron Silver played Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs versus Billie Jean King, TV Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, the title Battle of the Sexes was in the
Tennis Battle of the Sexes.
Okay. That was a good movie, too. So, anyway. Well, how did that come up? Emma Stone, six-pack, because I... Okay, there we go. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
The little thing that you played didn't have Cool Hand Luke in there.
Well, it didn't have a few. It didn't have, I know Ghostbusters wasn't in there. They say Ghostbusters 9,000 times during that movie. There were a bunch that weren't in there that were missing.
Yeah, it was in the movie. How about the machine gun, that has, 83 shots?
Yeah.
Clip in there.
Well, not just machine guns, but even pistols. I mean, how many times can you shoot a gun? It's supposed to be six times in most guns. Yeah, you never reload. Never have to reload.
Self-loading.
Yeah. All right, Harold. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Take care. And here is Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll make this quick. Since when is it that characters in movies and TV feel that they can turn off a news story right at the height of it? I mean, when does that happen? When people, right in the middle of an important news story, whether it's on TV,
they turn the TV off.
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah, and that's true, Rich. And it's not just newscasts. It's like things that happen once they get the information that you need, they turn the TV off. Nobody does that.
Yeah, right? Nobody's ever said that either. I've never had a chance to even gripe about that before.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nuts.
All right, Rich. Thanks, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's like you got the information that you need to push the story forward, turn the TV off.
Well, and also to go back to the gun thing.
Yeah.
Don't they always shoot the car and then it just blows up?
Oh,
after,
yeah.
Like,
that's
a shot.
Yeah, just shoot the car, boom, the entire car. That doesn't happen. The entire car blows up. I think that happens in every single Michael Bay movie. Because everything has to blow up in a Michael Bay movie. Oh, man. All right, here's Steve in Galesburg on WGNA. Steve?
Quick one, because the Breakfast Club you already got, but Goodfellas, how many times do Ray Liotta say that?
Say what? Goodfellas?
We're Goodfellas.
You know, I don't think he ever says Goodfellas. He says he doesn't say Goodfellas. He says gangsters a lot. His first line in the movie is, ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be a gangster. That's the first line that he has in the movie. I don't know if he ever says Goodfellas. I'll have to go back and watch it, which gives me another excuse to see it for the 5,000th time.
Breakfast Club, it wasn't until the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the first segment.
All right. So. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I got you. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, they do say Breakfast Club at the end of the movie, because that's the when Anthony Michael Hall signs the letter at the end that he wrote, signed the Breakfast Club. They didn't even put the Breakfast Club in there.
I wonder what else they did after that a club.
They did. You mean them?
Yeah.
You know, the thing about that movie is that in real life, those five people would not talk to each other.
Or if they did, they would never talk to each other again after that.
Exactly right.
Pretend they didn't know each other.
The wife and I enjoy NCIS. We are that couple that watches NCIS. And last season, they had an episode based around the Breakfast Club.
What?
And they got your boy, the janitor. They brought him back.
John Capolos?
Yeah, he played like a bit role. He wasn't, they didn't say all.
He wasn't Carl?
He wasn't the Carl. But basically, the plot surrounded about... It was the five characters from the Breakfast Club eventually became like a crime ring. And like they would, like Claire would marry these rich guys. And like then like
Bender
would come in and steal the painting. And then the Anthony Michael Hall would fence it. And, you know, and I forget what the other two did.
Yeah.
But it was just, I was angry. I was like, this is ridiculous.
That's amazing. Well, they do kind of, they do kind of confront that issue, Esmeralda, in the movie, because when they're all sitting around, bearing their souls, they do say what's going to happen on Monday. Like Anthony Michael Hall brings that up, and they do talk about it, and she does say, and Claire admits that she would ignore Anthony Michael Hall. She admits
it. I'm just imagining that, like on the weekends, are we going to go get brunch, guys?
No, they're not. I still adore that movie. I really do. I really, really do. All right, one more quick call. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what bugs me is when they use a table or a couch to stop bullets in a gunfight.
Yeah, I know. That's a great one. Yeah, let's just get behind this table. No problem. It'll be fine. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, Dan, thanks.
Thank you.
You know what's another one that makes me crazy? Is like when someone gets knocked out, then they, they wake up and everything is cool. No, MRI. Being knocked out is not just a thing. You know, it's like, you have to go get your head checked out. You might be concussed, it's like, you just don't get knocked out and then wake up and go, yeah, that was fun. They don't do that. All right. Real quick. What about when someone is having a baby, they always ask for boiling water and towels? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not for dogs?
No, they do that in movies too.
Really?
Yeah, not nowadays, but they used to, like in the 70s and 60s and stuff. It was get some boiling water and get some towels. I can understand the towels. Not sure about the boiling water. Kurt says, I'm so happy that they had Face Off's movie title. Yes, they did. Face Off. 708 area code. Guys walking through loud, crowded dance clubs looking for the guy they are trying to kill. Mike from Worth says, whenever somebody is reading a magazine and the same evergreen gum ad is on the back cover. All right. 262 area code says, all cars sound like they have V8s with headers and shift constantly, even though the car in the scene is a small four-gear automatic. The roads are always wet in scenes when they can slide around corners. 6630 area code says, when a woman has a nervous breakdown or is running away, she hacks all her hair off with giant shears, and the next scene she has a darling little short haircut.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
When they have the nervous breakdown and they're like, I'm going to cut my hair.
Yeah, or they're like, new, fresh, attitude, and then they cut their hair, and it looks adorable. I'm like, no, you look like a psychopatient.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have to break. We'll do this again some other time, the movie cliches, because we got all of our regular features we're going to get to right after we take a break here for weather and traffic. And then right after that, it's time for You Big Dummy.